From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
First, the headlines. Minister Thohir calls on Bank Syariah Indonesia BSI to redevelop Indonesian halal industry. Tourism awareness groups face human resources development obstacles. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. State-owned enterprises SOE Minister Erick Thohir has called on Bank Syariah Indonesia BSI to redevelop Indonesia's halal industry. According to him, Indonesia has the country's largest ever Sharia bank called BSI now. Erick Thohir said in Palembang, South Sumatra, Sunday, that Indonesia, a Muslim-majority country, is the fourth largest in halal industry and economic in the world. However, when it comes to halal industrial productions, Indonesia is not in the top 5 nor the top 10. This means that Indonesia is only a consumptive nation, not a productive nation. We're moving on to the Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno, who has noted that the development of human resources is one of the obstacles faced by many regional tourism awareness groups, or POKDARWIS. Hence, the ministries will add a village institution as a new category to the 2022 Indonesian Tourism Village Award ADWI contest to encourage the development of tourism human resources. He said while attending an audience with a number of POKDARWIS in Padang City, West Sumatra Province, as quoted from a statement received by Antara on Sunday. He said that the obstacles to human resources development will be resolved through collaboration with other stakeholders, including other ministries or agencies. We end the national news with the state-run train manufacturer PT Industri Kereta Api Inka, which is collaborating with the state-owned tourism company PT Taman Wisata Candi or TWC to develop electric transportation modes for cultural tourism and heritage areas. President Director of PT Inka Budi Noviantoro and Director of PT TWC Edi Setiono inked a cooperation agreement at the train manufacturer headquarters in Madiun City, East Java Province on Sunday. PT Inka President Director has informed that tram movers and shuttle buses are the electric transportation modes which will be developed first in the corporation since they will be used at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah to support the implementation of 2022 G20 Summit. Now let's move on to the international news. China's financial hub of Shanghai said on Sunday it would lock down the city in two stages to carry out COVID-19 testing over a 9-day period, after it reported a new daily record of symptomatic infections. Authorities said they would divide Shanghai into two for the exercise using the Huangpu River that passes through the city as a guide. District to the east of the river and some its to the west will be locked down and tested between March 28 and April 1st. The remaining areas will be locked down and tested between April 1st and 5th. Hong Kong announced on Sunday it will halve The period for which it suspended international flights that bring in passengers infected with COVID-19 as the aviation industry increasingly voices alarm over the continued difficulty of operating in the city. Once a global logistic and transportation hub, Hong Kong has imposed some of the world's hardest travel restrictions under its zero COVID policy. Next, we have the top American diplomats who clarified on Sunday, March 27, that the United States does not have a policy of regime change in Russia. As supporters and critics of President Joe Biden played down his declaration that Russia's President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power, Biden's comments in Poland on Saturday appeared to be a sharp escalation of the U.S. approach to Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. Julianne Smith, the U.S. ambassador to NATO, sought to contextualize Biden's remarks, saying they followed a day of speaking with Ukrainian refugees in Warsaw. Russia's month-old invasion has driven a quarter of Ukraine's population of 44 million from their homes. We end the news with oil prices that fell more than $3 in early trade on Monday on prospects of a drop in fuel demand in China after authorities in Shanghai said they would shut the country's financial hub for a COVID-19 testing blitz over 9 days. Shanghai City's government said on Sunday all firms and factories would suspend manufacturing or have people work remotely in a two-stage lockdown over 9 days after the city reported a new daily record for asymptomatic COVID-19 infection. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with March 28, 1981, the hijacking of Garuda Indonesia Flight 206 occurred. Garuda Indonesia Flight 206, or also known as the Woyla, is a Garuda Indonesia airline flight from Talang Betutu Airport, Palembang to Polonia Airport, Medan. This flight was hijacked on March 28, 1981 by five terrorists led by Imran bin Muhammad Zain and identified themselves as members of the extremist group Komando Jihad. The flight with the DC-9 Vuela plane departed from Jakarta at 08 a.m., made a transit in Palembang, and was to fly to Medan with an estimate of arriving at 10:55. During the flight, the plane was suddenly hijacked by five terrorists disguised as passengers. After landing temporarily to refuel at Penang Airport, Malaysia, the plane finally took off with its peak drama at Don Mueang Airport in Bangkok, Thailand, on March 31st. Imran bin Muhammad Zain, the cell leader of the Commando Jihad group that carried out the hijacking, demanded that his colleague, who were detained after the Chechendo attack in Bandung, West Java, be released. In the Chechendo attack, 14 members of Commando Jihad killed four police officers on March 11, 1981, in the early hours of the morning. After the incident, a number of Commando Jihad members were arrested and threatened with the death penalty. Let's move on to March 28, 2005, when earthquake in Sumatra occurred. The 2005 Sumatra earthquake occurred on March 28, 2005. The epicenter of the earthquake was 30 kilometers below the surface of the Indian Ocean, 200 kilometers west of Sibolga, Sumatra, or 1,400 kilometers northwest of Jakarta, about half the distance between the island of Nias and Simulu. The tremor was felt as far as Bangkok, Thailand, about 1,000 kilometers away. With a magnitude of 8.7 on the Richter scale, this earthquake is the second largest in the world since 1964. Immediately after it occurred, a warning emerged of a possible tsunami that eventually did not occur. This earthquake was probably triggered by the previous one in December 2004 in the Indian Ocean. 300 people died as a result of this earthquake. I'll end today in history with March 28, 2006. Indonesia performed its first face transplant. The transplant was carried out by the team of doctors at Dr. Sutomo General Hospital in Surabaya, told Siti Nur Jazilah, a resident of the Dupak Bangunrejo area, Surabaya. Siti is known to have been splashed with acid water while traveling in Kalimantan. The Dr. Sutomo General Hospital face reconstruction team was chaired by Dr. Saifuddin Nur. The skin of the face that was damaged up to part of the neck was replaced with the skin on the patient's back. The operation involved 42 doctors, consisting of a team of plastic surgery, anesthesia, microbiology, psychiatry, medical rehabilitation, and pharmacy. That was today in history.
Itu yang harus kau tahu.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo officially opened the 22nd Jakarta International Handicraft Trade Fair in a Craft 2022 at the Jakarta Convention Center, Jakarta on Wednesday, March 23rd. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo congratulated the reorganization of the exhibition, said to be one of the largest handicraft products exhibition in Southeast Asia. The president said, "Innercraft in 2022 featured handicraft products that have a good quality from the creation of Indonesian craftsmen." President Joko Widodo on that occasion invited all people of Indonesia to love domestic products, especially handicrafts. This will advance Indonesian craftsmen, promote Indonesian micro, small and medium enterprises. On the same occasion, Chairman of the Association of Indonesian Handicraft Exporters and Entrepreneurs, Mohsin Rijan, said, "Innercraft 2022 was held differently from previous years. After 2 years of absence due to the COVID-19 pandemic," he explained, "Innercraft 2022 was held online and offline with the theme from Smart Village to Global Market." According to Mohsin Rijan, this exhibition was attended by 722 participants and was held on 23rd to 27 March 2022. At this year's Innercraft event, West Java Province was chosen to be an exhibition icon by displaying superior and creative craft products, at the same time raising the local arts and culture of West Java with the theme Smiling Heritage of West Java. West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil hopes that the presence of various West Java crafts as an icon of the pavilion can provide inspiration for the community about the creativity of the West Java community.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Sekian lama terapung di sebuah pelayaran, mencari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini, berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Terlalu lama sendiri, tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini, berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Kamu cari, datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini, berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani.
hatiku beristirahat. Bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari, oh akulah yang kau cari. Akulah yang kau cari, oh akulah yang kau cari.
Editor Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Parang Luwe Waterfall is one of the most beautiful natural tourism attractions in Goa Regency, which must be visited while on a vacation in South Sulawesi province. This multi-level waterfall, which has an interesting stone arrangement, is located in Bori Village, Parang Luwe District, Goa Regency, South Sulawesi province, or about 2 kilometers from Makassar City, the capital of South Sulawesi province. Waterfall is still very natural. To enjoy the beauty of the waterfall in Goa Regency, you can depart from Makassar to Goa Malino until Bilibili Dam area. Then you ask the local people how to go to the waterfall because the location of this waterfall is very hidden. To enjoy Parang Luwe Waterfall, you have to avoid visiting during the rainy season because there is often a sudden flood. Also, you have to bring a supply of drinks to prepare for the trip. Use comfortable footwear for trekking on unpaved and rocky roads. Parang Luwe Waterfall is the most beautiful waterfalls in the South Sulawesi region, because it has the characteristics of a multi-level waterfall with an attractive stone arrangement and clear water. And the sound of a waterfall splashing adds to the beautiful and fresh atmosphere of Parang Luwe Waterfall. Parang Luwe Waterfall is about 20 meters high, with a form of steps between beautiful rock cliffs. It is formed as many as 3 streams of water with different widths and heights. Around it, there is a natural pool with various depths and decorated with a sprinkling of rocks. The situation is still very natural, in the middle of a forest that is still shady, so that it presents a calm atmosphere and very cool air. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchant la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about lingkungan rumah, which means neighborhood. Stay tuned.
Listen to the conversation entitled Rumah-rumah di sini asri, which means the houses here are green. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris, his new neighbor. Kevin gives information about the condition of houses in the complex.
Kevin, bagaimana kondisi rumah di sini?
Rumah-rumah di sini asri.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Kondisi, kondisi, which means condition. Rumah, rumah, which means house. Rumah, rumah. Rumah, rumah, which means houses. Di sini, which means here. Asri, asri, which means green. Rumah-rumah di sini asri. Rumah-rumah di sini asri, which means the houses here are green. Orang-orang di kompleks ini ramah. Orang-orang di kompleks ini ramah, which means the people in this complex are friendly. Pohon-pohon di sini besar. Pohon-pohon di sini besar, which means the trees here are big. Beberapa rumah rusak. Beberapa rumah rusak, which means some houses are damaged. In the dialogue, you listen to a statement, rumah-rumah di sini asri. Rumah-rumah di sini asri, which means the houses here are green. The repeated words rumah-rumah means many houses. The word's repetition is used to give information that there are many houses in the location. We can also use repeated words to mark plurality in the other examples. For example, orang-orang, which means people, and pohon-pohon, which means trees. Orang-orang di kompleks ini ramah. Orang-orang di kompleks ini ramah, which means the people in this complex are friendly. Pohon-pohon di sini besar. Pohon-pohon di sini besar, which means the trees here are big. Besides repeating words, you can also use the word beberapa, beberapa, which means some, to state plurality, but not so many. For example, beberapa rumah rusak. Beberapa rumah rusak, which means some houses are damaged. Kita harus menjaga kebersihan. Kita harus menjaga kebersihan, which means we have to keep cleanliness. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kevin, bagaimana kondisi rumah di sini?
Rumah-rumah di sini asri.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh. Sampai sore tiba.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Di Bawah Sinar Bulan Purnama by a millennial keroncong orchestra, Keroncong Nation. The song composed by Erma Ladi has symbolic lyrics such as Si miskin pun yang hidup sengsara, semalam itu bersuka. Or, in English means, even the poor who live in misery had fun last night. Maladi admitted that the Indonesian people live in poverty during the colonial period. However, once in a while, they could feel happy because independence has loomed, as depicted in the symbol of the full moon. He composed this song during the Japanese occupation in 1942 to 1945. Alright listener, here is Keroncong Nation with the Keroncong song Di Bawah Sinar Bulan Purnama.
Bah cantik alam dunia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vonews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vonews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardella. See you on the next English program.